this is what I want you to do. Tomorrow, I want you to sit and engage the work just as I have taught you. When you're ready, go into dance. And you're going to dance the way that I've taught you. This powerful movement is bending the will of energy, and then you focus, you impregnate it with the realities of life. And when you're doing that, you're focusing on that symbol that you're wearing. Now, which symbol are you going to focus on tomorrow? The one you're wearing tonight. While you're in here focusing, and when you're ready as a group, and you have surrendered and gone deeper and deeper to where the function of God is being played out, to where you are no longer cognizant of what time it is, what your body is doing, and that you care, that you are still and invisible. Invisible. That you are motionless. That you are conquering those horses, and you're moving through that great gaping hole in your grid, and you're falling backwards with one thought, symbol that you're wearing. And I want you to will yourself to go deeper and deeper and deeper. There's much further to go. You will only be able to go deeper if you will yourself to. When you're ready, the drums will come on and you will dance. After the dance, you are to go directly to the field. Now, let us put aside the daily habits and daily needs and allow your God to come through and demonstrate to you how powerful reality can be manipulated for the sake of focus. If you can put aside all of those other unnecessary things, you'll understand a teaching that I cannot teach you in words, only through experience. Now, there's a lot of coughing goes on, and coughing becomes a consciousness. One person coughs, everyone starts to cough. Now, that's due to several things. It's your image in a way to break your focus. And coughing is spontaneous. It also comes from the weed and from nicotine. If that's worth breaking your focus over, then continue the habit. But I see that it's not worth it. If you have no reason to cough or to regurgitate, to belch and burp because you've eaten too much, don't do it for the sake of what you will get tomorrow by virtue of its understanding and experience. Do you understand?
Yes.
There is a grand saying, and it says, "Indeed, be still, know that I am God." Now you understand. And stillness and the thinking becomes weaker and weaker, and the focus is premier. In stillness, you'll know God. Most sublime measure. Most of you are on the journey there. You may not have experienced the wall of light. You may not experience that for another year. But if you're on the journey, it's inevitable. And if you're on the journey, it is inevitable analogical mind. It is inevitable freedom and mastery. What every master could only say is the bliss of enlightenment. This is how you get it. So tomorrow will be a work day. I'm going to take you to the field and show you the warping of reality in yet another move in motion. We'll call it collapsing of time. And you'll do splendid tomorrow, as long as you just do it, do as I've taught you, and the remarkable journey from one side of the field to the other. That's the important journey. That is what counts. So tomorrow, the last day of this great event, will be in concentrating absolute pure focus to manifest straightaway reality and for the experience serving God. You were wonderful tonight. You went deeper and better, freer, surrendered greater. Some of you stiff shirts, even got unstiffed. Wonderful. Those walls, you know, that place that you live, are coming down. That is splendid, people. And in regard tonight, before you go to slumber, contemplate the teaching I came in here with tonight. How much have you changed since we met this lifetime? And how far have you come, and how much truth do you own? And I want you to know we've just scratched the surface, because the glories of this fabulous journey are yet to be experienced. And that's the key for the experience. So be it. Tomorrow. So be it. Now, masters, of the cards that you still have left on the field, I want you to go and secure them for you to see how close you came to them. I want you to take them home. The one in which you created to wear on your wrist, in particular, put that in a focal point to a place that when you wake up and you go to sleep, it is in a clear place for you to look up on it. Bargain? Now, they aren't just tattered pieces of paper. They have magic behind them. I want you to continue to focus upon them, because deeper and clearer the focus comes, the reality is continuous. Don't you understand? Yes. Well, I want you to do that. And what else?